Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Over the holiday, I don't know how much you pay attention to what's in the news, but I know some of you do. And a very tragic series of events unfolded in Colorado Springs during the Thanksgiving holiday. The alleged perpetrator of a criminal act is in custody now, but there was a shooting at the Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs that resulted in the death of several individuals, and of course, now the Planned Parenthood folks and the Democratic candidates for president and various other people are citing this as an example of why we need to protect Planned Parenthood from all criticism for the fact that they routinely are involved in the slaughter of innocent human lives. Planned Parenthood is an organization that engages in absolutely heinous and arguably criminal behavior year-round. They don't take a break during Thanksgiving. They have been recently embarrassed by undercover videos that have been released showing some of the criminal behavior that they engage in. And allegedly, the shooter made reference to something that undoubtedly was associated with those videos. Again, what this does for a lot of people in our country is to say, well then, see, we can't allow videos like that to come out. There have already been judges who tried to keep the videos from being released, because Planned Parenthood does not want people to see what goes on inside their facilities. So what do we have to say about that? Well, I'd like to suggest several things. First of all, if you're going to be pro-life, if you're going to say that human life has special value because God says so, then we've got to be consistent and recognize that what the shooter in Colorado did was wrong. It was heinous. And in fact, one of the first people who was killed by the shooter was a police officer responding to the scene. His name is Garrett Swayze, and he was the officer killed trying to rescue people. I'm quoting here from Jordan Standridge, whose website, thecripplegate.com, I recommend to you. He says, Garrett Swayze was the officer killed trying to rescue people at a Planned Parenthood facility in Colorado Springs. Swayze was shot while saving people at a place he abhorred. He was an elder of a church that believed in the inerrancy of Scripture and that abortion is evil. Last night, I listened to Pastor Garrett Swayze's last sermon. He's a lovely Christian man and a police officer and a husband and a father of two precious kids. He's our brother in Christ. And he lost his life defending life, defending the rule of law, defending the peace. He willingly laid down his life in order to try and rescue others. Because human life isn't just valuable when people are doing the right thing. Human life is valuable. And I dare say that Garrett Swayze was probably more prepared to meet the Lord than anybody else in the Planned Parenthood clinic. There were two other people who also died. There were a number of others who were injured. But we need to be very, very clear about the fact that what that shooter did was absolutely wrong, evil, unjustified. But I want you to see in Ephesians chapter 6, we're told something that is absolutely essential for us to remember. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. The Apostle Paul is writing as a prisoner, and he is a prisoner of his own government, the Roman government. And yet he says, I'm an ambassador. And my enemy is not Caesar, and my enemy is not Rome, and my enemy is not the Roman system of government. I am an ambassador offering terms of peace, the gospel of salvation, offers peace to people who are at war against the truth, against the God whose word is truth. And we need to understand what we're told right at the start of this section. Our warfare is not against flesh and blood. Please get that. We are at war, but not against flesh and blood. Not against human forces. As a result, we have a different kind of weapon. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. Again, the Apostle Paul writing. He says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Please get this. We are at war, but our struggle is not against flesh and blood. The weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of this world. But what do we make of somebody who goes out and does something like the shooting in Colorado. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind after I've prayed for the people who are suffering out there, those who lost loved ones, those who are confused, is what happened in Philippi. Now, this fellow who was the shooter apparently is not known as a religious individual. He's got a long history of trouble with the law and somewhat incoherent speech and other things that would suggest it's not as if some preacher went out there and did this. But nevertheless, he will be associated, as unjustly as it is, he will be associated with those of us who are pro-life. He will be associated with anybody who criticizes Planned Parenthood. He will be associated with anybody who claims the name of Christ. Because after all, growing up, he was a Baptist. That makes us guilty, doesn't it? So, Acts chapter 16, the Philippians had a slave girl who was famous among them because she had the ability to tell people things about their future that often came to pass. And as a result, she was well known in Philippi. Paul and Silas came to Philippi to tell people how to be saved. And this slave girl, this demoniac, this fortune teller, began following Paul and Silas around, calling out loudly, "These men are servants of the Most High God and are bringing you the way of salvation." How do you like that? Well, let's analyze what she said. "These men are servants of the Most High God." True or false? True. "And are bringing you the way of salvation." True or false? What's not to like? I'll tell you what's not to like. If you've got a demoniac screaming the truth, it undermines the presentation of the truth. And if you've got a person who says, "No more baby parts, Planned Parenthood shouldn't be doing this stuff," and he kills people, that makes it a lot harder for those of us who don't believe Planned Parenthood ought to be killing babies for profit. Taking tax dollars over here, donations over here from places like the Susan Komen Foundation, and then turning around and charging their clients to come in and have their child killed, and then taking care not to damage the parts of that child, so that they can sell those body parts to others, which is criminal. They're allowed to be reimbursed for processing costs. But if you listen to what their officials said, they were saying that they could be extra careful in how they tear that baby apart so as not to damage whatever parts the medical facilities want. That is not the same thing. And they were negotiating prices and laughing about it over dinner. Anybody who believes the testimony of people who kill children for a living is not smart. If you think you can get an honest answer from a killer, you don't know much. And you and I need to recognize that our warfare is not against those people. It's against those lies. Our warfare is not against flesh and blood. It's not against the people who do bad things. Our warfare is against the lies and the bad things the people are doing. And the way to stop it is not by joining them in killing. That's not the answer. That's not the solution. Is there ever a legitimate place for violence and force against evil? Yes, there is. There is, and the Bible tells us about that. Look at Romans chapter 13 for a moment. Romans 13, this is God's word. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you, for he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes. For the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. How could Paul write that when Nero was the emperor? Nero was a wicked man. He was a murderously wicked liar. How could Paul say the authorities are established by God? Answer, because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit, not operating on the basis of his feelings. He knew what was true, and he knew that God rules over all, and he knew that God would take care of things. Now, let me be very, very clear, because some of you come from situations where some of the authority figures in your life might actually not be submitting themselves to God. No one has the authority to require you to do something that is wrong or to forbid you from doing what is right. So if somebody tells you that you need to lie, is that an authoritative command? No. If the government says we need to round up all the Jews and put them in a gas chamber, kill them, do you say, well, I've got to obey the government? No, the government has no authority to do that. The government, a parent, a bully, no one has the authority to require you to do something that God forbids. And no one has the authority to forbid you doing what God commands. When the authorities brought the apostles in and said, we command you to stop preaching in Jesus' name, they said, well, we'll let you decide whether it's better to obey you or God. We're going to obey God. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were commanded to bow down and worship an idol, they said, we're not going to do it. The king said, I'm going to throw you into a furnace of fire if you don't do it. They said, our God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we're not going to do what God forbids. So you and I need to be very, very clear about this. Who has the role assigned by God to punish evildoers? Somebody who gets really upset and has a gun? Nope. The government. Well, what if the government doesn't do its job? Then God will deal with the government. And God will deal with the government. When the government of a country repeatedly says, by its behavior, we hate God, we hate his laws, we're going to do everything we can to exalt what is evil and to suppress what is good, that government will not stand. And when you see a government doing that more and more, you should know its days are numbered. But folks, please understand this. Our warfare is not against flesh and blood. It's not against political parties. Our warfare is against the forces of darkness that keep people blinded and enslaved. The Apostle Paul was once an enemy of the gospel. And the Apostle Paul was converted by the gospel. The power of God for the salvation of those who believe. And when you and I see somebody who's engaged in horrible behavior, it is not wrong to say, that's horrible behavior. But we need to understand that the solution is not for us to use a bullet. The solution is for us to stand firm in the truth of the gospel. So, how do we respond? Well, we pray, obviously, for the folks who are wounded, grieving. I would urge you pray especially for our brothers and sisters in Christ who've lost one of their pastors, for a woman who lost her husband, for children who lost their dad. Their church, from what I can tell from their website, is a lot like the church I worship in. That's our family out there, and they're grieving. We need to pray. But we also need to keep doing the right thing when somebody does the wrong thing. And not be afraid to do the right thing because somebody does the wrong thing. That shooter out there has not only killed some people and wounded some people, he's wounded the pro-life cause. He's wounded the ability of people to hear the truth about what an evil, horrendous place Planned Parenthood is. Because let me tell you, as tragic and evil as it is that people were killed in Colorado Springs, people were killed in Colorado Springs the week before, and 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 Planned Parenthood promises that they'll be up and running again right away. They're going to keep on killing people. But what do? We need to do what's right. We have the armor of God. We have the helmet of salvation. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We have our feet wearing the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're ready to go and tell people that there is peace, there is hope, there is life in Jesus Christ. And you and I need to be faithful. We need to be faithful. Even when other people make a mess of it. Don't give up. Don't back down. Don't stop fighting. But remember, our enemy is not flesh and blood. And our weapons are not worldly. They have divine power to the pulling down of strongholds.
Abiding in Christ is paid for by the generous donations of listeners like you. We are grateful for gifts of any amount. You can make a donation online at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org. Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood.
Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number. 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.